The Environmental Protection Agency under President Obama says states have to gradually cut carbon pollution from power plants by 30% based on 2005 levels. This has prompted attacks by Democratic Senate candidates in Kentucky, West Virginia, and other coal states, but not Illinois. Durbin says Illinois generates a lot of carbon-free nuclear power, but currently exports most of it.
We have an option of keeping that electricity in our state for our people and, you know, not adding to pollution at all.
He also points to the proposed future Gen 2 plant in west central Illinois, which would bury greenhouse gas emissions deep underground.
That project alone will have the capacity to hold the carbon pollution of 50 Illinois coal-generated electricity plants for 50 years.
Durbin says those factors, along with investment in solar and wind energy, mean Illinois is well-positioned to benefit from the EPA regulations. I'm Brian Mackey.